But not so long ago, Adrian Gore, the founder and group chief executive officer at Discovery, was chatting, of course, to Bruce and unpacking just how difficult things are and the future, perhaps, then, with regards to how things could possibly change. Adrian, we talk today, then, about the financial results, a clear sign, then, on how difficult things have been, even though it looks to be getting a little bit better.
Yeah, I must say, I think we are, I mean, obviously the environment around COVID and these, you know, the deaths and the suffering, it's a very, very tragic and difficult environment. But I think there is hope around the vaccine and we get out of this. But from a business perspective, we've actually had a very, very good 6 months. I mean, the operating profit of the group was up 19%. New businesses are coming through strongly. Our COVID provisions have proved to be prudent. So, you know, kind of juxtaposing the performance of the group against, I think, a very grim environment is important. But I think we're feeling good about how we're positioned now. So from a purely kind of business progress perspective, I think a very good 6 months for us.
Yeah, considering that this is something like a pandemic, as horrible as it is a firm part of sort of the business overall in a sense, right? Considering the health issues and the like. Do you think that the business has kind of optimized itself now sufficiently to kind of work through something like this, if ever it was to happen in future, things like procurement, even now, for example, for vaccines and the like as well? Are you perhaps on a better footing?
Well, I think the businesses have always been resilient, and I think the ability to set up, you know, $3.5 billion of provisions comes out of financial strength, the ability to do that. So financially, I think the ability to do this in the future, I think, is there. There's no doubt, I think, operationally and the learnings from working through a pandemic, getting people home, you know, the flexibility required of us and many businesses, has created, I think, resilience that is good for the future. So there's no doubt coming out of the pandemic, I think most businesses that survive and thrive will be much, much stronger coming out of the pandemic. But I think, you know, for us, I think what's quite crucial is the trends coming out of this pandemic, you know, the focus on health and resilience, the move to digital, the importance of purpose in business. All of this is very much consistent with our business model. So we are, you know, we're not through this thing yet, and there should be no hubris that this is easy to get through as the world moves forward. But if we do quickly, I think we're in a very good spot to capitalize on how we built the business.
Yeah, and
I'm excited for that.
And I can imagine then it's about taking advantage of every single little bit of that opportunity as it then arises. The whole aspect of perhaps even working from the office? Because, I mean, that must be quite critical. Everything from your having people on call for people who have any health emergencies and the like, that still needed to happen. So how do you reorder your business to still remain somewhat of a critical healthcare provider?
I think that the flexible working environment, the learnings for all businesses about going forward, I don't think we should hanker towards what we did before. I think the learnings of it may offer a much more flexible environment for everyone going forward, and I think that's a good thing. So, you know, this is an experiment, a massive experiment of scale that's never been done. I think the learnings here about how to operate in a post-COVID environment, that we shouldn't try and just go back to what we were. I think we should take these learnings and possibly improve. I think the ability to get people working flexibly is a great thing. I think we should try and find ways to do that. I don't think spending 3 days in an airplane for a 2-hour meeting on the other side of the world is a good use of time or of the climate, you know, for that reason. But in our specific area, and I think we've proven the ability to operate as a health insurer, life insurer through a pandemic. Our life insurance business paid out $1 billion of claims in the last 2 months, you know, which is tragic, but it illustrates the scale of what's needed to happen. I think we are kind of clear of our responsibility through a pandemic and you know, very, very, very proud to play that role.
Yeah. I must ask one thing that I perhaps have been very keen to understand. I mean, you've just gotten into the new building, perhaps, 2-3 years now. And obviously this happens and it kind of changes the working dynamic in office, for example. Are you worried at all? Does that, you know, change anything for the business? Does it create some sort of issue that you perhaps need to look at when it comes to the fact that you may not have the high occupancy you'd like within your office for perhaps, who knows, could be another year or so?
Just bear in mind, you know, our head office in Johannesburg is one part of the business. We're in many markets around the world. So we, we're very proud of that physical presence, and there's a lot, I think, of benefit of people working together, and that's true everywhere. But I don't believe we're concerned about one specific site, or in fact being founded all by physical space. I think I think if anything, what we've seen in this pandemic is businesses are defined by purpose and values. That's where the glue is. That's where kind of the magic happens between people. So no doubt we'd like to get people back into offices and interacting, but we're not concerned. I think we are going to learn what works best and go forward in that regard. We're not ever going to be a slave to property or a specific location, but I'm pretty sure in a fairly short space of time, hopefully, with vaccinations and with moving forward, people will be back in the office in some way. I think that's exciting.
That is actually. Just very finally, I suppose then, one of the other things that does affect your business is currency hedging. And with the Rand being as volatile as it had been, I mean, having started 2020 at 14 Rand, risen all the way to around 18 odd, if not more, and then now pretty much sitting, pretty much stable at around 14.71 odd against the US dollar at the end of 2020, that must have shook things a little bit as well for the balance sheet.
What it did is create considerable volatility in our results. We had a 19% increase in operating profit and a minus 10% increase in headline earnings. And the reason for that is what you've cited. We very prudently hedge all of our exposures to make sure that as capital is needed, where we're investing, it's available. But those intra-period, that's 3 or 4 years out, during the period, if the currency weakens or strengthens, you get this massive volatility that has nothing to do with how you've kind of progressed. But I think that's some issue that happens. We're not concerned.
Certainly is a very interesting notion there, though. But very interesting. Thank you so much for the time, though. Adrian Gore, the founder and group chief executive officer at Discovery, joining us there as we unpack the interim earnings picture then for Discovery.